Now, Noir Sport is a bit special this week because normally I just about get 5 questions down, but tonight I had 6. And I thought to myself, which one will I cut out? And I've decided to not cut out any. So 6 questions to test your sporting knowledge. Starting off, I think easy enough, which player had to close his Twitter account this week after receiving death threats following his surprising enough selection for Ireland's Euro 2012 squad? Question 2. Which Ryder Cup golfer won his first ever professional tournament last weekend? So he'd already been in the Ryder Cup, but he'd never won a tournament until last weekend. Who is that? Number 3. In what country did this year's Giro d'Italia cycle race start? Question 4. In the wake of the FA Cup final on Saturday, here's a question relating to that tournament. Which player holds the record for the most FA Cup winners' medals? Who is the most of them at home in the trophy cabinet? Number 5. Which US sports team announced this week that they will wear Irish tricolour boots when they play a game in the Aviva Stadium this summer? And our final question, number 6. Who scored the winning goal in an Amateurs versus Legends ice hockey game in Moscow last weekend? He's a man who can do so many things, this man, and this is just another feather in his cap. So we'll from the top. Number 1 was, which player had to close his Twitter account after receiving death threats in the wake of his surprise selection for Ireland's Euro 2012 squad? Number 2, which Ryder Cup golfer won his first ever professional tournament last weekend? Question 3, in what country did this year's Giro d'Italia kick off? Question 4, who holds the record for having the most FA Cup winners' medals? Question 5, which US sports team announced this week that they will wear Irish tricolour boots when they play a game in the Aviva Stadium this summer? And finally, question 6. Who scored the winning goal in an Amateurs versus Legends ice hockey game in Moscow last weekend? Okay, and we'll have the answers to those coming up at the end of the show. Right, number 1. The question was, which player had to close his Twitter account after receiving death threats in the wake of his surprising enough selection for Ireland's Euro 2012 squad? That was
James McLean,
of course. Question 2. Which Ryder Cup golfer won his first ever professional tournament last weekend?
Don't know.
You don't know. That was Ricky Fowler. I don't know if you're picturing. He's a very young player, but he was.
Was that the tournament where McIlroy finished second?
He beat him in a playoff.
Okay, yeah. But
it was his first professional tournament. He got to the Ryder Cup a year and a half ago by being so consistently in the top
tens,
but he never actually won a tournament. Number 3. In what country did this year's Giro d'Italia start? The Giro d'Italia is ongoing as we speak. Where did it begin?
Guessing Belgium.
No. Farther away. It actually began in Denmark.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In the Danish city of Herning. Okay. That's where this year's Tour of Italy started. That makes sense. Number 4. Which player holds the record for having the most FA Cup winners' medals?
Ashley Cole.
Oh, there you go. Bing, ding, ding. That's right. Ashley Cole, he has 7.
A total of 7.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
3 with Arsenal and 4 with Chelsea. And he actually...
He missed out on one, didn't he? Lose a final.
He did. Liverpool beat them 2-1 in 2001.
Yeah, incredible. He could have played 8 medals.
Michael Owen single-handedly deprived him of the 8th medal. Number 5. Which US sports team announced this week that they will wear Irish tricolour boots when they play in the Aviva Stadium this summer?
Is it Notre Dame?
It is Notre Dame, yeah. They're taking on the Navy or the Army. Anyway, it's a college American football match that's taking place in the Aviva Stadium later on this summer. And finally, who scored the winning goal in an amateurs, it was a 4-3 win for the amateurs versus Legends ice hockey game in Moscow last weekend?
Don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Would you have had a guess? Vladimir Putin.
Oh.
I told you, there's nothing he can't do. Believe it.
Must have played a little bit of hockey in his time.
Like, he did everything. Well, that's what his propaganda would have you believe. But you can actually go on YouTube and see a clip of the match. And unless they brought in a body double, it is actually him. On the ice, scoring the winning goal in the 4-3 win.